Simon Dalet, and we're talking about the institution of Panas Akum, that in general, when a Beis Din makes and a Takana makes an enactment, if it's for whatever reason the Klaiso did not embrace it and start doing it, it can be rescinded by a later Beis Din, even a lesser authority. And that's what happened with the institution known as Panas Akum. But when they removed it, why didn't the Klaiso listen? Because bread is very important. So again, we're talking about bread, which we have no questions of kashrus. But it's much. I can't always make bread for myself. Bread is something which they relied on tremendously, as a main staple of their diet. And they would get it from non-Jews. So when they rescinded it, how did they do it? According to there's a divergence between the Ashkenazi approach, the approach of the Ramah, and the Sephardi approach, the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, they said the following, Panas Akum is Asur, remains Asur. Panas, which is made by a non-Jewish baker for the purpose of selling it, Panas Palter. So the intimacy, the connection, the bond doesn't happen. It's a business transaction. I'm just selling you bread. You're buying my bread. We don't feel connected. There's no connection which is taking place that we're worried about. If I eat from my non-Jewish neighbor, the bread that he made for his own family, and he shares that bread with me, that's bonding. So that's pas balabayas, bread of a balabayas, a private individual, an individual homeowner, a private individual, that is a concern. Pas palter is not a concern, but even so the Shulchan Aruch was only lenient and says a person can have pas palter or pas Yisrael if pas Yisrael is not available within a certain distance. So arguably the person would be required to travel about 20 minutes from where he is to get Pas Yisrael. If that's not possible to get Pas Yisrael within 20 minutes, then a person can use Pas Palter. That's the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sephardim follow that approach. The Ramah comes along and says, I'm going to be much, that he sees this as much more lenient, and he says, if any one of three situations are met, the minig is to allow Pas Palter, and even though it's not Pas Yisrael. One is the price of Pas Halter is much cheaper than the price of Pas Yisrael. So I'm not able to bake my own bread. It says, okay, no problem. Go buy Pas Yisrael. Very expensive. Pas Halter, much cheaper. So a person, according to the Ramah, a person would be allowed to eat Pas Halter in that situation. Number two, there's different types of breads, different types of items. What I want, what I'm looking for, is not available in a Pas Yisrael option. I don't know how to make it myself. I'm not up to making it myself. I can't find a Pas Yisrael version of it. English muffins, for example. I like English muffins. Let's say the person says to themselves, I like English muffins. And there's available a OU version, which is not Pas Yisrael. There's no Pas Yisrael version available. So Ramah says, over there you can be making only Pas Palter. The third scenario where Pas Palter is allowed is a scenario where the taste of the Pas Palter is much better than the taste of the Pas Yisrael. I'm not such a good baker. My colleagues turn out so-so. The baker in town happens to bake a mean challah, as they say, really gushmaka challah. And people prefer that. So in that situation, the Pas Palter is mutter. So again, to recap, Pas Palter is mutter either because it's cheaper, it's tastier, or it's available in versions which are not available in Pas Yisrael. That's the minhag of the Ramah. Comes the Chayyadim and says, not on Shabbos. Even though during the week, the person relies on the heter Pas Palter, but since our opinions would say the Pas Palter really should be avoided, that they only allowed it when it's a question of traveling distances, etc. Some understand the Gemara a little bit differently, that Pas Palter was never really something one's supposed to rely on. So since there are arguments as such, Shabbos, which is a more holy day, it's better to have pas Yisrael. So the Chayyim says a person should bake their own bread. We need to clarify to what does this halacha pas Yisrael apply, and does everybody agree to it? Yes, Hashem, that we'll do that in the next year.